I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And as well you know, Matt, today Emmy nominations were announced, and people are going to argue about this thing and that thing. But the big takeaway is that for the first time, I think in 18 years, HBO is not coming in with the largest number. 108 for HBO, 112 for Netflix. Netflix, which has labored hard to get to that result. And from HBO's point of view, it's unfortunate timing because AT&T is just acquired HBO along with the other Time Warner assets. And that's not when you want to come in second.
No, I mean, this is a sea change. Netflix has wanted this since the launch of their original programming drive. It has always been the ace in the hole for HBO, that ad they can run that says, we are the most Emmy-nominated network in television. That's not the case now. And John Stankey, who just took over all of the entertainment assets that AT&T bought, including HBO, had some very choice words that leaked this past week about the future of HBO. He wants it to be bigger. He wants it to be broader. And this, in my opinion, it shows that he really has Netflix envy, and these Emmy nomination announcements are only going to make that worse.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have Netflix envy, although a lot of people now are starting to think, how can you be a geyser of money that never stops flowing? But, you know, the strategy is to become a market killer, which is what they're trying to do. Stankey, meanwhile, appears before the HBO people, a transcript, an audio recording leaked, although the New York Times got a hold of that and only published the words without giving us the audio. Among the things that Stankey said, it's going to be a tough year. It's going to be a lot of work to alter and change direction a bit. He said, we need engagement with HBO. We need hours a day, not hours a week, not hours a month. We need hours a day. And that is completely the opposite of how HBO has perceived itself for 40 years. HBO has been premium, boutique, have to subscribe to see shows like The Sopranos or now Game of Thrones. I think the town didn't take it well that Stankey sort of paddled HBO in this meeting, because HBO is a crown jewel and they actually have the thing that Jeff Bezos at Amazon so desperately wants, Game of Thrones. Now, coming in second is not optimal, but having said that, you know, it's perceived as taking a slap at one of the treasured jewels of Hollywood.
Well, not just treasured qualitatively, but it's a profit bonanza. I mean, billions of dollars of profit at HBO. And what John Stankey is essentially telling them is it's not good enough. We are going to get bigger and we are going to try to compete with what Netflix is doing. And Richard Plepler at HBO has made a point over the past few years to say, no. We are not a one-stop shop. We are not doing Fuller House and all of these lower brow, you know, populist shows. We are the crown jewel, the premium outlet. And that's been the brand. And, you know, I just think that when you change course like that, it sends a message that maybe quality isn't as important as it once was at HBO, and that is the wrong message to send.
I agree, and we'll see how it plays out, whether Stankey tries to correct course. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2 o'clock on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.